there's two of them?
Like, a pair of nerds? Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, KevinFrainers.com, along with my co-host...
Rooster!
That's right, and this is podcast number 166. Oh, you're not on the wrong podcast. We said the wrong one last time, because we're stupid.
It's the same podcast in a different universe.
That's right, but it was seriously the podcast 166. For real, homie. Shit. So, it's been snowing in Toronto.
It's like a blizzard.
Yeah.
Not the Dairy Q blizzard.
Dairy Q. I hate everything about you. Yeah, it's been snowing. It's been crazy and all that stuff. So what's on the pipeline for this week? We're going to talk about games we've been playing, along with new releases, news, and some deals of the week. It's a quiet one, folks, because nothing really happening except for news, and it doesn't really take a whole segment for that. I was going to say something, and I completely forgot. Oh, yeah, so I saw this thing on N4G, which really pissed me off.
The best site that you love so much and you always get positive criticism?
Oh, yes. I was looking at it, and it's like, this father is going to do a strange experiment with his kid. And what the father is going to do, and this got like 800 degrees, is he's going to raise his kid to play the games in chronological order.
He's going to what?
Make his kid play the games in a chronological order.
What games? Like all games?
Yeah. Well, like the way we grew up with.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's going to give his kid an Atari first, and then ColecoVision and all that.
Okay.
Does that sound familiar? Because I fucking said that. Where's our 1,000 degrees?
You never posted it.
I never posted it because I didn't think it was newsworthy. Guess what? It is, apparently. Everyone's like, whoa, what a good idea. What a good guy. It's like, fuck you. Listen to our podcast. That's what we fucking went over. Goddamn piece of shit. Anyways, I also got a PS4.
Yay! About time.
Yeah,
you made a decision to PS4 instead of Xbox One.
I went with PS4 instead of Xbox One. Even though the Xbox One is $100 cheaper. But Xbox One hurt me. I don't like Xbox. No.
How do they hurt you?
With that whole DVR thing and always online thing and with Kinect, without Kinect. Like, they went backwards too many times.
And you don't like that?
I don't like that. I want a man with confidence.
You know, one that stands behind their product?
Yeah. Don't back up. Even though I was happy that they did. But still, motherfucker, don't back up.
I think they should have stuck to their guns, but whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It would have made them different.
Yeah, they would have been like, wow. Even though with all the negative feedback, they still want to do what they're doing.
Because and you know
they
what?
They stand behind it.
We were wrong, because this is the way to go. Xbox One is the future. But nope. They're like, hey, we're going to be a little bit more powerful version of an Xbox 360. Yeah.
I hate when they just cave.
Yeah.
Like, Guild Wars 2, like, they're releasing an update soon. Like, you know how I do my daily shit just for the achievements and all that stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, usually, there's usually 10 that I do a day. But they're compressing it. So, what's the word I'm looking for? To the casual players, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's the hardcore players that you want, not the casuals.
Yeah.
So it seems like they're babies.
So I finally decided to get a PlayStation 4 because there was a good bundle. Remember how it was complete? Oh! Oh, actually, we'll get there.
All right, we'll get there.
There was a good bundle this time. There was, instead of The Last of Us and Grand Theft Auto 5, which, again, may I remind you, I already own both those games.
Okay.
There was a bundle that was a Cyber Monday, which whoever invented Cyber Monday should be punched in the face, because that's a stupid name.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's just so... It's like... I don't know. It sounds like something my mom would call the internet. Kevin, can you go on the Cyber Highway and...
Yeah, but you have Black Friday, so, you know, you need one that's the non...
Don't call it Cyber Monday. Call it, like...
But it's online sales only.
Computer fucking Broadway or something.
But you could buy using your phone.
Yeah, but your phone's not cyber.
But you're on the internet, which is cyber.
Is it, though? Do we still call it that?
I don't know. Do we?
No. found out that on Best Buy, they had a deal for a PS4 that came with Little Big Planet 3, Lego Batman 3, and Disney Infinity 2.0. So that's the one I ordered.
Ah, so you haven't... Wait, you got it now?
Yeah, I have it now.
Okay.
So I ordered it on a Monday, because I was home on Monday, hoping to get same-day delivery.
But
Best Buy being Best Buy, which, again, last time I ordered from Best Buy was that Mortal Kombat arcade cabinet thing that didn't work out.
And ended up being sent to some other place in the world?
Yeah, it sucked, so I ended up canceling. Anyway, I ordered again. It said same-day delivery, and I was like, oh, that's, you know, that's... I think that's crazy to do that, but you're the one who offered, so I'm not going to fight it. Same day delivery, and it was not sent same day delivery. It was sent 5 days later. The thing is, which is fine, is that whenever I called Best Buy, they always said that, no one answered. So I wanted to call them because I had delivered to the store because I had gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered off the site with a credit card, and then I, went to the store to exchange it, refund it on my credit card, and pay with gift cards.
Okay.
That was the plan. But because they weren't answering their phones, I didn't want to come all the way downtown to see what was there when it wasn't.
Okay.
Canada Post, which to you U.S. residents is your version of the U.S. Post Office. It's mail, people. It's mail. Was saying that the package was going to be delivered on the 24th of November, which was the 24th of November, 9 p.m. And I'm like, I should have been there right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up calling Best Buy. I've been calling Best Buy since Saturday to see if I could do that whole credit card thing. No one answered. I went down to Best Buy and I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go down there anyways. Went there and it was there. So I went home that night and plugged in my PS4 and I downloaded PT right away, which I'll talk about in a second.
And, was it a big file or?
No, it was 2 gigs.
Kind of a big file.
Yeah, it's 500 gig thing.
For a demo, it's kind of big.
And like I said, I had those three games, and I've come to realize I ordered, like, the kids' bundle.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I just realized that, holy shit, I'm playing a kids' bundle. This is a little weird. But yeah, so that's all the... So I finally have a PS4. I did not get PlayStation Plus. Not yet, at least. I plan to eventually. But the thing with PlayStation Plus is, like, the deals are good, but I don't play online.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't plan to play or to buy any games, really. I just plan to download them.
Legally?
Yeah, of course, legally. I don't think you can do a modded version. Sorry.
Well, maybe you can. Who knows?
Threw me off. But yeah, so I finally got a PS4, and I'm not going to get PlayStation Plus yet. Although, I might because... just in case, like, I know a couple people at work have PlayStation Plus and all that, but, you know, I'm going to have a child soon.
You really want to play with people at work?
I like the people at my work.
Do you, though?
I do. I like Nero.
Do you really?
Nah, he's alright.
Thought so.
But yeah, so I'm planning to get PlayStation Plus so I can play Binding of Isaac and all that. Because I forgot. I'm like, holy shit, Binding of Isaac is now on PlayStation. Holy shit, I forgot that, what's that game called? Oddworld is now on PlayStation. So, okay.
And so did you get those games yet or no?
No, not yet. Because I have way too many games in my backlog. And first off, I want to know, have you been playing anything?
No, I have not. I've been busy at work trying to wrap up before the Christmas holiday.
When are you going on holidays?
Probably next Friday, I think. Ooh, so we get like a week off until January 4th or 6th or something like that.
Yeah, you get paid for those weeks off too?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
It does kind of, but it's all right. You know, we work hard, get extra hours. It kind of balances.
You play hard.
Pretty much.
So what are you going to do for those 2 weeks?
Jerk off, Christmas shopping, that kind of stuff.
In that order or before?
Jerk off to Christmas shopping.
Oh, that's odd. Like on TV or are you going to go to a mall?
Because
you can get arrested.
I'm banned from malls, so I can't do that.
I plan to do most of it because my Christmas... You're not getting anything for Christmas. I think we had that agreement already.
Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, so we never buy anything for each other for Christmas, just birthdays. So you're not getting anything. It's going to be a cheap Christmas this year because I have a child on the way, so I want to make sure that the child has a...
An excuse only will last for like a couple more months.
No, fuck that. Everyone else can go fuck themselves. Although I do have a crib now. A mini crib.
Like...
For the baby.
Boys in the Hood crib?
Yeah, yeah. I have a crib, yo. Dog. What's up? So you haven't been playing anything at all? Have you watched anything? Anything nerd-related?
The Flash. The last episode of season finale just confused the shit. Did you watch it?
No, I only watched the first two episodes of The Flash.
Yeah, it confused the shit. I mean, it raised more questions. It's cool, because Reverse Flash, or Dr. Zoom, whatever you want to call him, was in it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my god, Reverse Flash is here. It's just...
What is Reverse Flash? I'm not too familiar with The Flash.
I'm not, that's why I'm watching the show. I'm not too much on The Flash. What I think it is from what someone explained to me, but I don't know how strong their Flash knowledge is.
He speaks backwards?
No, The Flash, it's like apparently the two, if I'm wrong here, feel free to like correct me.
Me? I don't know shit about
The Flash. No, mailed, you know, to the listeners.
Oh, yes.
That one listener.
Mom?
So apparently The Flash moves fast, right?
Yeah.
When he moves fast, he moves time forward. And apparently Reverse Flash... When
Wait,
he
the
moves
Flash
fast,
moves time? He travels through time?
Yeah, he eventually.
When? How?
Comics. He breaks the sound barrier, speed barrier, time barrier, and just ends up back in time. That's when Batman, like Bruce Wayne, dies, and Thomas Wayne's alive, and he's Batman, and he's...
Oh, it's ruthless. Like one of those alternative...
Yeah, like he traveled movies. Through dimensions and shit. Anyways, and Reverse Flash, when he moves fast, it slows down time or reverses time.
Man, that's dumb.
So they kind of need each other to exist in order for, you know, the world to move. That's what they said. It sounds cool. I don't know if it's real or not. It's kind of like Reverse Flash is the Flash's, you know, Joker to Batman. They need each other. They, like, the Joker doesn't really kill Batman, but he gives him a hard time, and Batman never kills Joker because he gives him a hard, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just they're destined to be together. That's from what I was like, oh, that's cool. So when he was here, like, obviously, when Reverse Flash came, he beat up the Flash, but he didn't kill him. He just kind of like stood in front of him and jizzed on his face kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's clearly stronger and, you know, strong enough, but he can't kill him because if he kills him, then there's no Flash, and then I don't know what happens. The world explodes? Who knows? I don't know.
I see.
It's just, it's an interesting show. I like it. I like that crossover they did with Arrow, whatever that show was called.
Yeah, I heard about that. They fought each other, right?
Yeah. It was cool because it's like, Flash would win, and then Arrow does some pretty cool
like, I heard that he's like, you missed. Like, oh. He's like, I never miss. And
yeah, like explodes. One of the things he made a bet with him that he would, if Flash comes straight at him, he'll shoot an arrow and he'll get him.
Yeah.
And Flash like, no problem. So he ran at him and he caught the arrow. But next thing you know, it was kind of like a trap. So like a few more arrows came from behind him and got him.
Yeah.
And he's trying to teach him that you can't just run into situations without assessing it. You know, the Flash moves fast enough that he has time to check out the area and then approach the enemy.
Yeah.
Like all within that 1 second. But he's so, you know, in a way arrogant because he's like really fast and cool that he just goes headfirst into danger.
Yeah.
So, like, Arrow is more of a strategic kind of hero with cool weapons. Yeah, that crossover was good. Then the next day it was Arrow that was giving, and the Flash was going to be a crossover on their show. I don't watch Arrow, but I watched that episode just for the, you know, like, hey, I saw it. But it wasn't bad. I don't know. I liked the series. Gotham, I didn't even know ended.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a season finale. So that following Monday, I was like, hold on. Oh, Gotham's on.
Yeah, so Gotham, yeah, last week was the last episode or season finale or series finale or mid-season. That mid-season bullshit that all TV shows do, which I hate.
What, that was a mid-season finale?
Yeah.
It was 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay, like...
It's a mid-season, it's a fall season finale.
Oh, because I mean, Game of Thrones doesn't go past 10. Breaking Bad didn't go past 10.
Walking Dead did a mid-season
finale. Walking Dead's the only one that does it because they start a weird time. They start in, like, October.
Yeah.
All right, so they're like, ah, oh, we got to stop here.
But movie, I hate when movies break it up to two parts, like Hunger Games Part 1 and 2, Harry Potter Part 1. It's like, fuck you, you're just juicing this out.
Or The Hobbit, which I'm going to watch. But
three movies, I should say.
Yeah, which people, I guess it's not bad because I like those kind of movies that I kind of want to last forever.
Yeah.
So far, the first two that I watched wasn't in it. Like, I enjoyed them, but it is definitely, I can say that it was unnecessary for them to stretch it into three. Where Lord of the Rings, which was three movies based on three books, I would have preferred if they split that into nine movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I really enjoyed Lord of the Rings, but they didn't. Whatever. I'm really hoping that they remake Lord of the Rings again. You know, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Anyway, so Gotham, yeah, like 2 weeks ago, the season finale game, which was, it was a good episode.
I forgot.
I really, at the end when he goes to, you know, that place.
Oh, Arkham Asylum?
Oh, spoiler.
Oh,
but yeah, and I was like, oh my god, I wonder what's going to happen next week. Oh, this is that. Next week came along.
Were you as confused as I was? I didn't know either.
What?
So that I'm watching it, and I'm like, you know, it shows Bruce's parents get shot, and I'm like, what? You didn't see that coming this time? Like, jumping away.
Oh,
kid.
You mean when the next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like,
I thought it was like a flashback.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is a flashback. I'll see where this goes.
I'm like, I feel like I've seen this before, but it can't be.
I'm like, oh, maybe it's just giving, you know, a recap for those who missed it. You know, I'm like, I don't know why. Maybe it's going to give after 9:30. I'm like, it's not damn given. But yeah, but it was good.
I was confused by it. I was like,
yeah.
Like, why did you jump in front of them? Like, why are you surprised by this, damn it?
You should have seen it coming. What if it was a dream the whole entire time and now he's reliving the whole entire thing?
That's awful.
Yeah, I know. That's
horrible.
Speaking
of reliving the whole entire thing, you haven't played any games, right?
Ooh, actually, no. Well, I haven't played any game, but this I actually watched and I was waiting to talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the Game Theorist when they did Five Nights at Freddy?
Yeah, I did.
I thought that was fucking amazing.
And what, the Toys R Us guy? It's funny because it's not funny, but... Anyways, I watched that documentary about that Toys R Us killer the other day too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you?
Yeah, which is weird.
I didn't know it was Toys R Us. Like, I thought it was.
Not Toys R Us. Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, okay, that's part of why I was on the Chuck E. Cheese theme. But I just thought like the sick ending of it, how it's like you're the killer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And basically saying every time you go to bed in prison, you're living the nightmare.
Yeah.
That you cause, right? You know what I mean? And I was like, it was so dark. I was like, wow. I'm like, that's just fucked up.
Well, I read enough theories online about it, so I already heard that one.
Oh, okay. I thought that was
a good one. That's why I was so intrigued by the game, was all those like theories about it, mm-hmm. about the game. And what I like about game theory is that even though you're like, oh, man, this is such bullshit, you know, someone could be like, but that's just a theory, a game theory. And you're like, oh, fine. You got your ass covered.
Yeah, it's just a theory. But the thing that, like, it's just the things they put behind, like, the science or the theory or whatever, right? But, like, how they calculated the wages, because it's true, like, $120 for a week, that's shit.
Yeah.
And then they calculate what if this was set back then. It's like, oh, I never thought of it that way.
States make really weird amount of wages. They make, like, $8.95 or something like that.
Some, yeah, it's like $8.32 and a half.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, whatever. But yeah, I thought that was, I was just watching that video. I'm like, oh, I got to tell Kevin this. I'll send him a text message right now.
I actually had a cigarette because I went out for a party on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a cigarette at home and I'm like,
15 minutes? Dear God.
Well, yeah. It's because I enjoy, shut up. It's been a while. So I was watching that Game Theory thing. But anyways.
Yeah. I just don't like that. I was just watching a lot of those kind of videos because I didn't have too much time like to play games. And I was like, I tried playing Grand Theft Auto, but apparently Xbox got hacked.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Because I was like, you know what? I'm going to play online. And I go online and say, can't connect Xbox Live. Test your connection. Your connection's fine. Server can't connect. I'm like, why? But you know what? I'm done. I'm not playing right now.
Speaking of which, so Xbox Live did get hacked by a group known as Lizard Patrol.
That went online. Weird name, but whatever.
And I wrote on Twitter, like, as a joke, like, Xbox Live got hacked. And then someone responded to me saying, yeah, we're the ones who hacked them. So I'm like, uh-oh, newsworthy. So I put on N4G, and then some fucking dick butt kept reporting my story as fake. Fake, because I was bullshitting. Because they didn't get hacked. It was a freaking BIOS attack or some shit like that. So technically,
a DDoS attack?
Hack.
Or?
Huh?
A DDoS attack?
DDoS attack, yeah. Yeah. So technically, it wasn't a hack.
Well, it's hacking into it to prevent players from
connecting.
The
guy on InfoG was just being a dick butt. So I got upset. I was really upset because our story was up about 200 degrees. It would have made front page, dude. Because I was one of the first to talk about it because the guy retweeted me. He told me that they did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy said that after people were arguing with him, saying like, no, like that's a form of hacking. It's a very fine line. It doesn't matter. So I changed the title to saying they got attacked by this because someone else got approved before me. Now my story was duplicated and failed.
Oh, that's stupid.
I was so pissed. I was like, fuck N4G. Fuck this stupid website and all these little assholes on there. And I even like wrote to him saying, what the fuck's your problem? Like, what do you give a shit? What do you care?
They set their fucking life to like.
It upset me because the next day that thing was like 18,000 degrees and that would have been us. And they had, because the guy, he reported that the story was, there was not enough information. And I was like, yeah, it's developing story. Like, there's not much to say right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but it pissed me off. Oh, God, I hate N4G so much.
But yeah, you keep going back to it. It's an abusive
relationship. We get a lot of fucking traffic from there.
But anyhow.
But yeah, so anyways, so they got hacked, but we'll talk about that. I don't think I have anything there. Yeah, apparently they're going to hack Xbox One and PS4.
But yeah, so I would have been playing Grand Theft Auto trying to finish it off. I guess I could have played the story, but I wanted to play a bit of online before I played the story.
Yeah.
You know, just, I don't know, just horse around a little bit and then fucking couldn't play it, so it just put me in a sour mood. I didn't care anymore.
Yeah. So before that, before I had a PS4, I was playing some games I was so desperate to play. I was playing Serious Sam Double D XXL.
All right.
Now, Serious Sam is that game we reviewed for PC years ago, when he can stack guns on top of guns.
Shotguns on top of rifles.
So I forgot I bought this game for Xbox as well, for like $2.
Okay.
So I was playing that game. This is before my birthday and all that. I just forgot to mention it. It's still pretty good. I still think it's a good game worthy of checking out because of the humor and the style and all that. It's like a weird animation. And you can stack guns, which is always cool. So I've been playing that as well. This is before my birthday, so of course I ended up playing Super Smash Bros. For Wii U when I got that for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still awesome. I love event mode. Event mode is so much fun, and I love a player mode.
What's the event mode again?
So event mode is like mini challenges. So it's like a grid, and like anytime you unlock, more levels unlock. So one of them will be like get 50,000 points as Pac-Man. So you have to like become Super Pac-Man and eat everybody on screen until you get that many points.
Alright.
Another one's four links. They're called four swords where you have to fight each other. Four Toon Links.
So basically it's just it's little challenges to do to get like to progress.
Based on like the games inside, yeah. Right?
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, so there's like one where you play as Dr. Mario and like Kirby's are like the pills. So like cool little things like that. So I love event mode. And I wrote the review for Super Mario Brothers for Wii U. I gave it a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
The only thing that stopped the 3DS version of being a 10 out of 10 was the fucking controller because of that stupid little circle pad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wii U controller is so much better. And you can use the 3DS as a controller if you want on the Wii U version.
Can you play it as like if you're playing 8-player mode, you can use it?
Yeah. You can even play as a single player.
Cool. Now that's a cool
So you can use a gamepad, you can use a Wii remote, you can use the Pro controller, the classic controller for the Wii. Mm-hmm. You can use a 3DS controller, or you can even use a GameCube controller with the adapter.
Apparently people were upset that they're not making, or they just keep running out of stock of the adapter for the GameCube controller.
Why?
Because they just never have it in stock. I guess like when they released it a while ago, you know, they didn't really produce more.
Yeah.
So people have the controllers, and now Smash Bros. Come out, they want to play 8-player mode, but they're waiting for the adapter because they're not going to buy more controllers when you got 4 perfectly good ones at home, right?
Yeah.
But they're like, they can't get a hold of it.
That's life.
Obviously, people are selling it online for a lot more, you know, just to make a buck off it. It's like, all right, well, Nintendo didn't really think that one through.
Yeah.
But oh well.
I also play Mario Kart 8, which I love playing. Like, I'll turn that on and play every once in a while, like, it's just a round. Because I'm trying to get, like, 3 stars and everything.
And, do you manage to get a lot of the stars?
Well, I'm playing the... I'm going backwards, and then I plan to do mirror mode.
Oh, is mirror mode where the tracks are just reversed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love the Excite Bike level, man. It's like the Excite Bike stage, but in 3D. It's so cool.
Oh, cool. I thought for some reason you play 3D model on a 2D track.
No, it's like you're seeing it from a different perspective. It's great.
My God, that's brilliant.
It is brilliant. And it has the music and everything.
What, with like Mario Twist on it?
No.
Or just the complete original?
The complete original.
That's good.
And on top of that, I know I have a PS4 and I'm like, oh, I've been playing a lot of Wii U games. I also been playing Watch Dogs. We got that for review.
For what system? Was it the Wii one or
the
no?
The Wii U version. That the one Wii came U, out yeah. November 18th. So.
And is it any good?
It's
complete horseshit.
I like it. A lot of people have been complaining about. A lot of people have been complaining about how the port is a bad port and how it has all these frame rate issues and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see any frame rate issues. The only big problem I really had with it was that the driving physics was awful. Like anytime I drove, it felt like driving today in the snow all the time.
Ugh.
No matter what car I had, I was just sliding all over the place.
That
was my biggest thing, and also that you can't. Like, there's a lot of because it's an Ubisoft game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of like tailing missions where you gotta like tail this car, like they always fucking do.
And I don't understand why they still implement that shit. Nobody likes it.
Not only that, you can't say I lost my target when I can see him on the radar. You know what I mean? Just I don't care if I can't see him in front of me. I can see him on the radar. I know he made a left there, in Albuquerque. I'm gonna chase that fucker down. So that really upsets me. Anyway, so that there's like, and here's the thing that bugs me even more. You're supposed to do these missions where you knock down or knock out the car you're chasing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he eventually gets out of the car and you kill him or do whatever. But the thing is, you can't shoot out of your car.
So do you fucking pull up next to him and then...
You just keep running into him. But like I just said, the game's car's physics are awful, so slamming into him is terrible. Now, I get what the point of the game is. You're supposed to use the hacking ability throughout the city, like make traffic lights.
Oh, yeah, I see.
That's the point, but at the same time, it doesn't work out. So if I'm pressing a blocker to make those blockers come out of the floor,
mm-hmm.
and he runs through it, and then I get hit, and then I'm trying to back up, reverse, and trying to go through... That's the part I didn't like. The parts I did like was that reading NPCs like information
was like all the creativity shit they put into it.
Yeah. I'll be like reading this guy, you know, like loves porn, and then you're like, that's
so do I. And then you high five the guy, right?
Yeah, and you can hack their bank accounts like no problem.
That's a good way to make money. Just stand next to the bank and just.
I had so much money. Money was never an issue for me in this game. Cause I just walk and like profile people and just hack them. But I did like that hacking thing. Aisha Tyler was in the game for some reason.
Yeah,
I took a screenshot and sent it to you for pick of the week.
Okay.
But I did like the story. It was very cliche revenge type story. I didn't like the character, the main character, Aiden Pierce, whatever his name is. He was too like, I'm a generic white guy and I'm seeking revenge. It was everyone else around him that I liked.
But I didn't even know he talked. That was one of those silent protagonists.
No, he speaks. And because, you know, his niece gets killed in a car accident because hackers were after him.
So he decides to hack the world in revenge?
Pretty much. Yeah. And there are some cool things because the whole Chicago place is created by this thing called CTOS. It's just like a big computer network, right?
Okay.
And so because of that, you can hack into anything. You can control traffic lights. You can make steam pipes explode and all that, surveillance camera. You can do whatever you want.
How do they not like consider that when they built, you know, a town like that?
Because they always said it's unhackable. And they're like, yeah. Oh, yeah? So that's the cool part. Like everything, you can hack into everything. You can even hack into these hard drives and watch people, like, because eventually you start learning that these people are actually recording. Hence, the name of the game is called Watch Dogs, because they're watching you without you knowing.
So you watch a bunch of dogs?
Yeah, exactly. So when you watch these hard drives, there's these little clips that you can watch. Like they're about like maybe a minute long, mm-hmm. and it's all like wireframe and all that. And one of the clips is it was funny. It's a guy and his wife lying in bed. She's right. sleeping, and then you see him, like, get up and go in the next room, and then you hear, like, porno go on full blast. And then you hear, oh, fuck. And then the video cuts out. Like, they're funny, too. There's another one where this guy's watching outside his window, and he's like, oh, look at the tits on that one. There's another one where this kid is with his dad playing a game.
Okay.
And his dad is like, I don't get it. What's going on here? He's like, I'm supposed to be stealthy, Dad. Okay, I get that. But why are you talking to them after you kill them? Which they're playing Assassin's Creed, which I was like, ah. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. I get it. So little things like that I did enjoy. You can hack into people's like firewalls and it plays a stupid mini game. You know the pipe game in Bioshock?
And like the original, right?
Yeah,
where you have to get the water to the end.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much the same idea. Except instead of water, it's blue lines. So you can do that when you do firewalls. The hacking ability, although it is cool and unique, it felt like magic. Mm-hmm. Pressing Y to make that thing explode was the equivalent of shooting a fireball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense out there, but like, yeah, you can hack traffic lights, but to me it was just like, you could use the force on the traffic lights. Like, you didn't do anything. You just press Y and whatever automatically gets done.
Yeah.
You can call it hacking, you can call it the force. It's the exact same thing to me. So anyways, that's what I was saying. It feels like the force and this magic stuff, which is fine, but I don't know. It kind of went on too long, the game. There's a lot of cool side missions, a lot of quests. People playing online can actually join your game, and all of a sudden you're getting hacked, and you have to use your phone to find out who the person is who's hacking you.
Wait, so there is online in the game?
There is, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So all of a sudden you're playing a game and it'll say like the stranger 22 is hacking you. Find him.
Well, maybe. What is the goal like of playing online?
Nothing. It's just like things you can only do in between missions. So it's like a side quest.
Okay. All right. Kind of boring it seems, but right.
No, it's cool because you'd be walking towards like what I do is just profiling people, and all of a sudden it'd be like the stranger is hacking you. Find him. So you gotta look for the person.
And then what do you do? Do you shoot him or do you hack him?
You kill them. But then it can take off as soon as you find them.
Oh.
And it can happen anytime, which is cool. There's a whole bunch of like side missions, like playing poker and playing chess and drinking games and little stuff. There's so many side missions. It's like, so much. You can drive. You can drive boats and all that. You can have a lot of guns. You can make your own weapons. You can make grenades. You can make blackouts. You can control. The best part of the game I found was the puzzle elements where you have to kill a warehouse of people without ever entering the building.
How? I just make that whole thing explode.
So here's the thing. So you'll see like a building, and then you hack into a camera. This camera, as long as it sees another camera, can hack into that camera. That camera can hack into one of the guards who's wearing a camera, and that guard will walk this way in front of one of those pipes, and you can hack that pipe to make it explode. And then other people walk towards
that
guard.
Seems like that's not how it works.
I know that's not how
any
of
this works.
It doesn't make any sense. I know,
but it's
cool. It's a cool concept. I don't know how a camera can hack another camera just by looking at it. Doesn't make any
magic?
Sense.
Magic? I don't. Maybe he sees a serial key, so
but
he
it's
like...
cool though. I haven't seen that before. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I can, like all of a sudden I'll trip the car alarm, which every car is hackable. So that's why you don't ever pull off the alarm. You can go into any car and they just like beep beep. But yeah, so the car alarm will trip. The guy will walk towards the car alarm, and then you'll hack the floor where the steam pipe is, and he'll die. Like it's stupid, but it's unique. I've never seen anything like that before.
I think that's why a lot of people had like high hopes for it.
Exactly, and I think that's what happened, was that the people had such high hopes for this game, and it was, like, Surge, I know, had high hopes for this game. He couldn't wait for this game to come out. And it's good. Like, it's not the greatest thing I've ever played, but it's for a Wii U title, I thought it was good. And that's what I was trying to get at. The people were saying, like, every score I was reading online was, like, a 4 out of 10 and 7 out of 10. Or no, 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10. I gave the game an 8 out of 10. Because I'm like, the game is good. Like,
I guess because you went in with not much expectation, right?
Not only that, I went in not playing the original. So if you were to play, remember how we played Dead Rising on Wii after we played the 360 version?
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, this is shit. I bet you if we played that first, we probably would have liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Probably.
So that's why I'm saying, because someone left a comment saying, wow, this is the first time I've seen a positive review of this game, and it's good because Nintendo needs to acknowledge that we do want this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I haven't played the original game. So there's, like, I haven't played the Xbox any other version. This is the first version I played. You know what? It wasn't bad. I didn't see any lagging or, I mean, there was a couple of frame rate issues, but it was, you know, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a decent game. I say check out Watch Dogs, although it is very overwhelming because you have a lot of information on your phone and your phone does everything. It's kind of silly.
But then you get used to it and then it becomes nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I kept going. I mean, the fucking game kept going and going. I also played Bayonetta 2. I put a review up for that. I gave that game a 10 out of 10 as well.
Gee, you've been lots of tennings.
Here's the thing. When I review games or play games, I'm reviewing them because it's a game I want. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if it's a good game and I want it, then yeah. But I gave Watch Dogs an 8. I didn't give it a 10.
What was that?
I gave Watch Dogs an 8.
Oh, yeah, but that's like a 10 to anyone else. Because they gave it like a 4.
But Smash Brothers, I gave a 10. And yeah, Bayonetta 1 and 2, I gave both those games 10s because they're fucking fantastic. Bayonetta 10 is, I mean, Bayonetta 10, wow.
You probably give that 10 too.
It's like Bayonetta 1, but better. And Bayonetta 1 didn't have that many problems, I found.
I didn't have come across any complications or any issues where, you know, it would have reflected a score if I gave one.
Yeah. So, once I'm done all that, I'm going to finally jump onto my PlayStation 4, which I can't wait.
And what's the first game you're going to play?
Well, I played, like I said, I played a little bit of Lego Batman 3, Beyond Gotham, which looks great, but I mean, it's a Lego game. You know
yeah.
I mean? So I've been playing that, not much to say about it, besides it's a Lego game. With whenever you control Wonder Woman and she flies, the theme song plays, Wonder Woman, which I thought was funny. And every time in the level somewhere, there's Adam West. He's like, oh, God, help me.
Like, just randomly, or you can
yeah,
always
you gotta
find
help him. He's like a little side quest thing. Okay. I've been playing Little Big Planet 3 as well, which, I don't know, I feel like Little Big Planet kind of lost its charm.
Why?
I don't know, I just, I'm
because they added the extra characters, and it kind of...
No, I just don't care as much. Although, someone did recreate the Final Fantasy intro with Little Big Planet characters. Which is pretty cool. And the cool thing is about Little Big Planet is that if you play the previously two, all your files and stuff get transferred over to Part 3.
That's cool.
So it's like, hey, I see you play Little Big Planet 1 and 2. We're going to transfer everything that has been happening. Like, right on.
All those dick levels you made. Here you go.
There they are. And I also tried a little bit of Disney Infinity 2.0, which is a little bit weird because it's like those little electronic action figure things. Mm-hmm.
The Amiibos?
Yeah. Well, except for, it's like Skylanders. Think of it that way.
Yeah, the Amiibos.
Yeah, except it's not Amiibos.
The Nintendo version of, I guess, the Infinities?
Yeah. I mean, I put it in, and Iron Man came to life, and I was like, cool. I'm like, so do I need this portal thing anymore, or can I put this, like, toy on my shelf? And then, it was weird, because I don't understand what the hell the point of that game is. I didn't give it that much time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I was Iron Man, and I was flying in Agrabah, and I was like, well, this is a whole new world. And there was one last game that I played, and that's because I really... It's going to sound stupid, but this is the reason why I wanted a PS4. It was for PT.
That's it?
Yeah.
I would have thought it was all the porn that people were putting online.
Oh, I could get there too. But yes, PT...
Do they still allow that? Like, is that still a thing?
Well, I downloaded it on my PlayStation Network, regardless of me owning a PS4, not just in case I decided to take it down. Yeah. So I already owned it. It's a free download, but... I had Brown Bear play it because I was too much of a wiener to play it. I was terrified. Like, I put the game in. I'm like, oh, finally, it's downloaded. I'm going to play this. And again, you know how I play.
Yeah.
I play with the lights off, surround sound, and all that.
And you couldn't do
so,
it.
So, the visuals are so gorgeous. It's the best looking visuals I've seen that I took a screenshot because, thankfully, the PS4 and the Wii U, now you can share screenshots. You don't have to do the ghetto style like I used to. Remember when I used to record with a camera?
Yeah. So, now you've got really nice quality.
Or I used to record on a DVR, and then I put that DVR in my computer, and then I have to go to Windows Media and print screen it, because if you press pause, you'll see these lines going through it. So now all I have to do is just press pause and share.
Where does it go? Yeah. To your Facebook? To your what?
You can put it wherever you want. You can save it on your hard drive. You can tweet it. You can Facebook. What I do is I always post on my Facebook, but I hide it so I don't annoy anyone. Mm-hmm. I just go on my Facebook and save image, and that's it.
Cool.
So I have all these screenshots. But yeah, I sent a screenshot, and I said, it's finally happening. And my mom liked it because she thought I was at a warehouse because it looked so real. So I play the game, and I walked towards the bathroom door, and I started banging, and I turned the game off. So I waited until Brown Bear showed up, and I let him play, and I was there with my wife and his girlfriend, and we were watching him play, and it was fucking terrifying, dude.
Like,
it was terrifying. Bad. I've seen a couple of Let's Play videos, but I don't know what to do yet.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime he turned around, I was like, stop fucking turning around. Like, don't you know how these rules work? Of course, we saw that whole baby thing in the sink, which is
disturbing.
We saw the thing standing in the balcony, which was terrifying as well. He went through the red room. We ran through for like 5 minutes before we got lost, and then we found out we had to look through a little peeping hole. And the game saves, so anytime I wanted to try and start over, I'm like, too scary. But it is freaking beautiful. It's a great-looking game. It's gorgeous, because it's like 1080 and all that jazz. Oh, it's so good. But there is one more thing that I have been doing on a PlayStation Network, which is weird.
What is it?
PlayStation Live.
How's that again?
It's when you can watch other people on Twitch and Ustream and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It literally is people, like, it's like being on a fly on a wall where people just have like a camera in the top corner of the bedroom and they're just going about their day and people are commenting. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen and I can't stop watching it. It's not even them playing games. It's them like just creating beats, yo, and
maybe they're hoping drinking. Something insane happens.
It's so weird. So weird. And I watched, like, so many. I feel dirty for doing that. Although there is something that I am very disappointed in the PS4.
What?
Which is that it's not backwards compatible.
Womp. Nowadays, nothing's backwards compatible.
I know.
Except the Wii.
Which, again, I've written many articles about this. Fine. I get it that you can't play PS3 games. Fine. You can't play PS2 and PS1 games. Fine. Actually, I never even tried PS1 games. I wonder. But what bugs me is that I can't play my PlayStation Network games, my digitally downloaded games. I'm not talking about PS3 games or PS2 games I download digitally. I'm talking about, like, Limbo or any other game that I bought on the PlayStation Network. Mm-hmm. I can't play. It's like, why? Same thing with Xbox One. You can't play Xbox Live games. It's like, but why? The Wii U has no problem doing that.
Well, because the Wii U is special.
Yeah. So I was really disappointed with that because I'm like, oh, man, I got to buy these games again. And I'm not going to. Like, I'm not going to buy Journey again. I have that on disc. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel stupid now because I'm like, I shouldn't have bought anything. And they're insane if they thought they were going to download that everything was going to be digital. 500 gigs is not enough. Not anymore anyways when a game's like 60 gigs.
Exactly. You don't want to like buy more because you think it's too much and that's a lot more money. And then, gosh, we're going to reach a time where everything's in like 20 million gigs, terabytes.
Well, the Xbox One already has a terabyte one.
Damn.
Yeah. Has one on the unbox. I was like, damn, son. Shit. Anyways, that's all the games I've been playing. So I am enjoying PS4, which is... I still have to try PlayStation Now, although the prices are fucking stupid. It's like $3 for like 8 hours. I'm like, the game is $3 on sale. Like, I don't get it. But whatever. The option's there. Anyway, here are the games that came out last week. Class of Heroes 2G came out.
Okay. That is.
The Crew came out for PC, which is getting really bad scores.
Alright.
Kingdom Hearts HD 2.5 Remix came out for PS3.
You just bought two of those?
No, I bought 1.5. I haven't bought this one yet. All right. Let's see what else. Nothing else. I think everything's kind of calmed down a bit. Game of Thrones came out, episode 1.
The episode 1, yeah. Apparently it's really good.
I heard good things about it. Are you going to play it? I don't like Game of Thrones.
I'm waiting for it to come all out.
Closet?
I'm coming out for it to release all the episodes because I'd like to play them all. You know what I mean? I don't like being told to wait. I'd rather, you know... play at my own pace, even though I'd probably play one then 4 months later play the next one, but it's at my pace, not like, you know, if I really want to play the next one but I can't because I have to wait a month, that doesn't sit well with me.
Captain Toad Treasure Tracker came out for the Wii U. I didn't ask for a review copy. I didn't want this because I Captain Toad was the part I hated the most in Super Mario 3D World,
but he has his own game.
I don't care, he doesn't jump. It's just a maze, like that's all it is, and I didn't like it in 3D World, and I can't imagine a whole game based on it. I really hated those parts. I'm like, so boring. You just walk around, you push things, it's like a labyrinth. That's not fun. I don't like it.
I saw the, like what you call it. Gross. Yeah. Like the little teaser majiggy on the new Zelda game.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's so much. It's so big, but no, I must resist.
NES Remix Pack came out for the Wii U, which is NES Remix 1 and 2 combined into a disc now.
Okay.
If you don't own it digitally, I didn't know they were coming out with a freaking retail version number, so I would have waited. Nah, that's not true. I would have bought it regardless. And the Ultimate NES Remix came out. I asked for a review copy. It got denied because they're not giving anyone review copies. And I heard terrible things about it, so don't bother with the NES version, or the 3DS version. And, of course, Super Smash Bros. For Wii U came out, so that was all last week.
What's the ratings on that, roughly, you know?
9 and 10s.
Nice.
So, I'm not crazy. IGN gave it a 9.8. It's like, just give it a 10,
yeah.
Jerk.
Don't believe in rounding up. Jeez.
I hate that. I hate that 9.7, 9. It's just like, what would make it a 10? What? Tell me, what?
Instead of losing a whole point on something small, you lose, like, you know, a point, 2 points.
That's why you go to halves. We do halves.
I know, but what if it wasn't so bad that you deserve to take half off, but it was bad enough you deserve to take a quarter off?
That's stupid.
I don't know. It is a little dumb, but whatever.
Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris came out.
I don't know.
Disney Big Hero 6 Battle in the Bay came out for 3DS.
Still had a watch a movie, though.
Nothing much. I don't really care for that movie, to be honest.
Seems like one of those movies that you'd really enjoy.
I know, but I don't. Rune Factory 4 came out for 3DS. Final Fantasy X, or 13 2, finally came out for PC. Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy came out for 3DS. Nothing really crazy came out this week, so it's been a nice slow week. Anything happening next week? Let's find out. For the week of Christmas? No, there hasn't. I forgot to say that I also traded in like a whole bunch of Xbox 360 games for Infamous Second Son.
For the PS4?
Yeah. Because I was like, Fable 2? Fable 2? Why do I have two versions of Fable 2? And I have a digital version of Fable 2? Huh, let me get rid of this. Dark Souls. I guess at some point I was walking EB Games and I saw the game on sale. I'm like, ooh, great, $2, I'll buy it. And
if I traded my whole life for this, what can I get? $10.
Pretty much. So, but I went to that high-tech place.
Yeah.
So I had like five Xbox 360 games and one DS game, which I paid $1 for, and I got Infamous Second Son, which was $45 for free.
I guess that's a good deal.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not going to get much for Fable 2, right?
That's for sure.
And I own a digital copy. And Dark Souls, I own a digital copy. Like, all these things I had digital copies of are duplicates.
So you still own it, yeah.
Yeah, so I wanted an actual PS4 game that showed what the PS4 is capable of. Not like Lego Batman or Little Big Planet. Mm-hmm. I want, like, an actual PS4 exclusive game. So I got Infamous. I haven't played it yet. That's why I haven't talked about it. That's it for the beginning. Up next, we're going to be talking about news. Up next.
Okey-dokey.
Hey everyone, this is Scott.
And this is Tony, and we are the ClassicLead.com podcast.
And you are listening to the Paranerds.
And we are back, and we are now in
news!
So we've noticed that, like we said last time, our podcast has been echoey. So I've been trying something a little bit different. So if you hear these weird like little cuts and stuff, it's because I'm trying something different.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. So hopefully they sound a lot better. Because it hurts my soul anytime I hear it. A lot of jokes.
Is it that bad?
Sorry?
Is it that bad?
It's gone to the point that I can't even listen to it.
Ugh.
Yeah, and you know me. I love the sound of my own voice. Hey, future Kevin, I love you. Well, somewhere out there, I'm blushing. All right, so now we are now in news. First things first, Red Dead Redemption sequel is in development for PS4 and Xbox One. Has focus on co-op, says report.
That could be interesting.
You like the original one, right?
Yeah. It was sad. The ending was so sad.
Yeah, I already knew what the ending was. I mean, you could say it now. I mean, it's an old game.
He gets killed.
Who does?
So sad.
What's his name?
John Marsh.
Yes.
He gets killed and it's so sad.
Yeah. So, yeah, the new one's coming out. I would honestly rather Rockstar make on a Bully sequel.
But who wants to play Bully when you could be a real Bully?
I love Bully. That was like one of my favorite. That's a game. When I was like cared about achievements back in the day, that's a game I almost 100%ed.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't because of a stupid glitch. I was like 99.9%, and I never 100% that game.
Said, remember when you got the shit?
Remember when you got the little icon once you have 100%ed it?
Yeah,
yeah. And I never got it on that game. 99.9%. That's actually what it says in like progress mode.
And you never went back.
99.9. What does that mean? What am I missing?
It's freaking IGN exactly rating.
Yeah. So I spoke to an insider at Rockstar, not me, the website, who confirmed that Rockstar is indeed developing a sequel to Red Dead Redemption for PS4 and Xbox One. Don't have a lot of concrete details, but expect co-op to be integrated and focused on, says a source.
A horse?
A source.
Of course.
A horse. But of course, this is only a rumor. So.
making this news maybe useless?
Useless, probably. Uncharted 4 dev team says even Drake's chest hair is affected by wind physics. Drake for Uncharted 4 has 800 facial animations. On the PS4, he only had 120. I mean, on the PS3, he only had 120.
Like, have we gone too far? Like, his chest hair moves in the wind?
Well, what I did with the Uncharted game was that...
His hair moved?
No, his clothes got wet. I know that's stupid, but that's so cool.
That's chest hair, man?
I know. My chest hair moves, and all I get is a lot of strange
stares. No one
buys
the game to see you do that.
They're just saying that you can. It's not saying, like, you have to enjoy it. But anyways, yeah, so he has over 800 facial animations. Oh, if only they said 900, then you could have done a stupid joke that you always make.
It's supposed to be 9,000.
Oh, is it? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a loser.
It's under 9,000.
It is actually under 9,000. So what do you have to say about that? Nothing.
It's chest hair.
This pissed a lot of people off. So PlayStation had their PlayStation Experience, which is pretty much equivalent of Nintendo's Live thingy.
Okay.
Where they like present information about consoles and stuff like that.
Okay.
Club Nintendo. No, Nintendo Direct. You know how Nintendo has Nintendo Direct?
Yeah.
Where they talk about upcoming games and stuff. PlayStation has theirs called PlayStation Experience. And this may sound a lot like a lot of news might be towards the PS4. And that's because it is, because I just got a PS4. So I want to know everything there is about the PS4 now, because I care.
And you want us to know, too.
And I want you to know, too. Hey, if Xbox had some good news, they don't. So what do you want me to say? Actually, no, there is Xbox news. I know out there somewhere, Corey is biting his tonsils. So, Corey, shut up. Actually, Corey was one of the people who wanted us to record today. We almost canceled because of the snowstorm.
We and did he's also it for the him.
He's also the one who pointed out to me that last week's podcast was incorrect because we are idiots. Actually, I'm an idiot because I'm surprised you didn't correct me on that. Yeah, you're like, oh, this is clearly podcast 166. Ooh, it wasn't. Now it is. Anyway, so PlayStation had his experience where they announced a very, very important message that a lot of people are pissed off about. Street Fighter V has been confirmed.
But
it's only exclusive on the PlayStation 4.
And...
Steam. That's all. And PC, yeah, which makes it not exclusive.
And
but
not on the Xbox One.
No Xbox One, no Wii U.
I wonder what the hell they did to, like...
They spent a lot of money. I'm sure they did.
I can only imagine. So, don't worry, of course, Xbox One's going to get it like 6 months later.
But this is not... No, it's not like Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is a timed exclusive. This is not. This is an absolute exclusive. What's my proof? I don't know. I didn't say timed. So yeah, a lot of people are upset about that, saying that company's gone too far making exclusives. I have to disagree. And mind you, I'm not that big of a Street Fighter fan. I prefer Mortal Kombat. So, I prefer exclusive on consoles because therefore it creates new ideas.
In what Does that make sense? Sense? Not really.
So if every console has Call of Duty, what would push you to buy a different console above another console?
Money. They're exclusives.
Exactly.
But it's not exclusive when you offer it to the PC community as well.
I know, that's...
Now you're just excluding, which is mean. No one likes to be excluded.
That's true.
That's but what I didn't... I don't...
But, agree. I mean, like, in doing so, like, PT's only available on PS4, right?
Yeah,
and again, I know
great.
It's stupid that I bought a game for a demo, or a console for a demo, but I really wanted it. But it is exclusive. That's what pushed me to go towards a PS4.
Yeah, which is fine. But if it was, like, you know,
fucking titles.
PS4 and PC... Like, then it feels like it's a little personal that the Xbox One is, you know, being picked on.
I mean, that sucks for, like, the fans of Xbox One, but that's sort of, like, the point of it. Like, that's the choice you made. You have to stick with it.
Yeah, but it's not like they made that choice knowing the future outcome, right? Because I'm pretty sure a lot of the Xbox One players were hoping for the Street Fighter game, and then when they found out, if they knew it was going to be an exclusive, they probably would have never won Xbox One in the first
place. To be fair, Xbox has Killer Instinct, and no one's bitching about that.
But it's only for Xbox, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an exclusive. It's not for the Xbox and PC.
So fucking go download it. What do you want from me? Everyone has a computer now. What are you bitching at me for? God damn it.
Just saying,
I'm cool with
it. Seems kind of like being a bully.
That's fine. That's the whole point, though. You have to create competition.
Yeah, but not... like, it's... All right, everyone, we're going to have a race, but you, and you, sir, you can't join this race. It's going to be us. Sir, that guy's in a wheelchair. Shut
your system should have been good enough. I'm just pissing off, like, Xbox fanboys.
It should be like, if you want competition, competition is great. It makes people thrive and get ahead.
Yeah.
When you exclude your competition, then it's not competition. It's
it is competition, because now Xbox has to push harder on their own exclusive. They have to come up with
something.
Again,
it's not really an exclusive when someone else gets it.
No, I'm saying, so if Xbox all of a sudden tomorrow wakes up and they're like, you know what, from now on, Portal 3, exclusive on Xbox One, I'd be like, oh god, that sucks.
And
but that's
PC.
Awesome.
Huh? And PC. It's
and PC, yes.
But you know, then that's stupid. Like, what kind of place is it? So now what? Now, you know, I wanted Street Fighter, but I also really want Portal 3, so now I gotta buy two consoles?
Both consoles, yeah.
Or just buy the PC, because apparently it's on both of them.
Yeah, it's just games on those for everybody out there. I don't know. I'm cool with that.
I just think, like, same thing with, like, computer parts, like companies, NVIDIA, AMD, and stuff like that. They're, you know, they compete, but they don't make games specifically. Like, oh, buy this NVIDIA card, and you get Street Fighter 4 exclusively to NVIDIA. It's like, no. Like, they have their fans, and they have their fans, and they put the, you know, the product out there, and people choose.
I get it. Street Fighter 4, Blu-ray player not being able to play a certain movie because it's made by Sony.
Yeah, it's like, well, that's kind of dumb. It's like Street Fighter 4 or 5, or Street Fighter 5 should be out there for whoever wants it. If Xbox buys it, they buy it. If PS4 buys it, they buy it. Like, excluding it doesn't give you more sales. In fact, it actually decreases
sales. I'm
sure they
got paid a lot by Sony.
Yeah, but think of it this way. Like, people who have PS4s already wanted PS4s pretty much have PS4s. At least by the end of this December.
The only thing that sucks about it is that it came out of nowhere. Because Street Fighter has always been multi-platform. That's the only thing I agree with. Because Uncharted, you know it's going to be only for PlayStation.
Yeah,
you know Halo's
fine.
Only going to be for Xbox.
Exactly. And stuff
but
like
Street
that,
Fighter has always been multi-platform.
And then, you know, those companies can make their own exclusive games. But games like Call of Duty, yeah, can you just imagine if Call of Duty was specific to one platform?
It pretty much feels like it's only on Xbox.
Yeah, you know, Sony plays a little bit too, but you know, yeah. Like if it was exclusive, like all of a sudden the new Call of Duty, you know, way advanced in the future warfare comes out and it's Xbox
Man,
One only
suck.
You know what I mean? It's like, well, that's like an F you to all the Call of Duty fans.
Yeah, it is.
In the PS4 or like the Sony's community, it's like, what
but
the hell?
I'm okay with it because it creates competition. You need competition,
but that's not, but how do you compete with that? Do you create a Call of Duty again, the same
no,
Call
a different
Duty
version?
I don't
like Nintendo had freaking Mario and Sega had Sonic, you know what I mean? Like that was competition, that was unique IPs.
Yeah, they had their own games. Not like Sega released it on the, you know, there was nothing else really around
except now they released on everything.
Yeah, but I just think it, you know, competition,
I like, get it, I get what you're coming.
They're trying to like monopolize on, you know, Street Fighter. It's like, well, that's not fair. No one likes that. No one likes Monopoly. That's why they don't play it anymore.
I know, they play the first 10 minutes and they get tired
exactly
of it.
Exactly. You know,
get upset at each other.
Make it for all the consoles. Let the better console win. You know, sales for the Street Fighter 5 is on the PS4, then, you know, you got your money. You know, I don't know. I just think it's kind of a dirty trick.
It is. It definitely is.
You know, that's, I guess, the business world, I suppose. But morally, I don't think it's right.
That's a good thing you're here, moral clause.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm okay with it. But here's some Xbox news. Xbox One sold over 720,000 consoles the Black Friday week in the U.S.
Oh, so what if Xbox, you think Xbox One will be able to counteract that by releasing Street Fighter V Turbo Edition?
Probably.
Now what do you buy?
And then Wii U's going to have the Alpha Turbo Edition.
Exactly. So look, it's just, it's nonsense. It's all over the place. For God's sake, just combine it to one system.
Yeah, let's just combine one big
I just
system.
Can't wait till robots take over and then they make their own one system. We are the system. Oh my god. Anyway, sorry.
The Nintendo Wii?
Oh my god, they knew it all along.
Yeah, they did. The Xbox One managed to sell 721,569 units Black Friday week in the U.S. for a week ending November 29, according to Video Game Charts. That makes it the best-selling console for the week in the U.S., outselling its main rivals, the PS4 and Wii U.
So that all makes sense now. Huh.
Well, the Xbox One is really goddamn dirt cheap.
Yeah. Cheap for
really
Black Friday.
I don't know. I still like the Wii U. I think people are looking past the Wii U when they shouldn't, especially now that they have games.
Yeah. The Wii U, it's not, like you said.
It's like a silent fart. It's like there. You know what I mean?
You smell it, but you just don't know where it's at.
We all ignore it.
Fine.
Like, I see it, but I'm not talking about it. Thanks for that little mumbled laughter of confidence.
It wasn't really the greatest example, but...
It wasn't really the greatest joke.
Yeah,
shut up.
Sorry, we'll continue with it.
Anyways, next on the agenda, this is going to piss off people a little bit. mostly because I got pissed off at it. Final Fantasy VII is coming to PS4. Right? Yeah, the original. The not an HD remake. It's the port of the PC version. Now, fine. They're finally releasing PS1 games on PS4, right?
Okay.
It's $14.99.
Okay, well, you know, maybe it's just meant for those who really want it.
So, I own the game already, twice. I have it at a disc version. And I bought it for the PS3 when it was on sale. So normally it's like $10, I bought it for $5.
Okay.
$10 normally. Now it's $15.
Prices go up, man. The economy's tough. It's falling.
So I think it's $15 because it's a slightly better version because it's a PC port. But a PC port from like 2000, whatever, 1998, whenever the hell this game came out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I getcha.
So, one of the greatest RPGs, the PlayStation Experience. Square Enix announced that we're bringing this game to PS4. Everyone, of course, thought they were talking about an HD remake. They're not. They're talking about the original game for $15, which would be available in spring 2015.
Yeah, probably still people are going to buy it.
Absolutely people are going to buy it, but I'm not. Because my PS3, I sound like Mike Tyson, my PS3 is still plugged in, and I still play it, so... And that really sucks. That really, really upsets me. And this actually upset me a little bit even more. So, awkward sentence. Final Fantasy X and X2 HD Remastered coming.
Being released on the PlayStation 1.
PS4.
What? How does that even make sense?
What?
Huh?
So, yeah. Final Fantasy X and X2 HD Remastered is coming to PS4. I just bought this game for PS3.
Okay.
It's coming to PS4. Remember that article I wrote, why everyone is okay with buying the same game twice?
Yeah.
Now people are starting to get upset about them having to be forced to pay to play the same game twice, which was my argument about that. Now people are finally starting to see that this is bullshit.
Kevin has spoken.
I have spoken, and no one's listening. So they're releasing this HD remaster that just came out this year for PS3 for PS4 next year.
Well, I guess you should have waited.
Well, I didn't think that they're going to be stupid enough to remake a game that just was remade on a... It's horrible.
You should have assumed that's what they're going to do. From now on, don't buy any games, because whatever game you're going to buy, they're going to re-release it the next year, so just wait.
And that's why. Kingdom Hearts HD 2.5, that means that motherfucker's coming on PS4, and I'm going to wait for that motherfucker to come out on PS4. So I don't have to
watch it never come. Day 76. Still nothing.
Yeah. No, I heard rumors. I have evidence. I have a source. I don't. I looked it up. It might be coming. I don't know. Come on, Stevie. So Final Fantasy X, and but people are like, what, do you think I'm gonna buy the same game I just bought? It's like, that's what I was saying, and you're all against me. You all called me crazy. Now who's crazy?
Still doesn't change the fact that you're crazy.
But do you agree with this?
You're
upset with them coming with exclusives, but you're okay with them releasing the same game twice.
Because you choose to buy it. You know, when an exclusive, if you choose to buy it, you can't, because
these
it's exclusive.
These things wouldn't matter if the fucking thing was backwards compatible.
I know, but that's a whole different argument.
But that's my point. If it's not backwards compatible, it can still play the same game twice. It can play Final Fantasy XX2, so why isn't it backwards compatible?
Because they choose for it not to be.
It's still a Blu-ray. I don't understand. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's a super Blu-ray. It's a Blu-ray 4.
Ah, no, it's not. It's just a regular Blu-ray. That's what boggles my mind. You play Blu-rays. This thing is on a Blu-ray. It just doesn't play because it was a PS3 title? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I mean, the Wii U plays fucking Wii discs. God damn it, the Wii U is the greatest system in the world.
Buy it all.
Pisses me off. Anyways, speaking of PS4, the Anniversary Edition sells out online in less than 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear about this? So remember how PlayStation turned 20? They released a PlayStation 4 version that looks like the PS1, the original black or gray one. So the control looks like it. It's a gray. It's very pretty looking. I would have ordered this one, but it was only available on the Sony store.
Okay.
So I didn't because I had Best Buy gift cards. So, So within 2 hours, it got sold out. And they actually released a cool theme on the PS4 where it sounds like the opening of the PS1.
That's cool. Yeah.
A chiming sound. And you look at it like, please don't crash.
Well, that it loads up. You're like, yay.
Yeah. So it when you turn on your PS4, it does that sound. And I'm like, that's pretty fucking cool. That's a sound I haven't heard in a long time. So they released the PS4 20th Anniversary Edition for $4.99. So it looks really cool when it comes with the camera. But only available on the PS Store. So.
So what? Xbox is not going to get it?
You know. Speaking of which, the controller, very nice.
Nice.
The PS4 controller?
Yeah, I guess so, I suppose.
You haven't held one?
Yeah, I've looked at one.
It's very nice and sturdy, and I like the fact that you can plug any headphones into the controller and listen to the game audio.
Through the headset? Like, it's just a regular, like, iPod kind of headset?
Just a regular headset, yeah.
That's pretty good.
And I like that. I like the touchpad on it. It actually makes texting or typing on the screen a lot faster.
With the touchpad? What, your finger is the mouse?
Yeah, pretty much. So it's pretty cool. I like it. Factory defect of Invisible Link Amiibo for sale on eBay.
What? Invisible Link?
The box is empty.
So it's not Invisible Link.
Well, it's an outline. It shows the outline of him or where he would be placed in. So, yeah. So the thing right now currently selling for $21,000.
What?
There's not two of them. There's only one. That's why people want to buy it. It's rare.
But that's stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Did you know that the iPod first gen, like that first iPod ever, you could easily sell it for $30,000? Yeah.
Really?
And you can get it for $90,000 if you have the original box.
Shit, I think I have it.
You better look, boy. Not the one with the big chunky one with the touch.
No, I have the buttons.
$30,000, Kevin.
Why?
I don't know.
Is that considered an antique now, is it?
I think it is.
I mean, if the Nintendo was not worth anything, what the hell would the
iPod
be worth?
I don't know, man. All I know is I heard it on The Edge, Fearless Fred was saying. $30,000, people are willing to auction it, to buy it.
Why? There's no value.
I don't know.
I guess the same reason why
you could be potentially sitting on $30,000. Stop asking questions.
So, Amiibo, last time we spoke about it, they sold a Metroid with the two arms. Yeah. So now they're selling Amiibo without any characters in it. This reminds me of when I was in elementary school and went to the museum, the Toronto, Ontario Museum, and there was an empty box, and all the girls were like, oh my god, what's this? And I said to them all, it was Eskimo Air. And they're like, oh my god, it's Eskimo Air. It wasn't, it was just an empty box. And I laughed and laughed to myself because the girls were stupid. And they had cooties, so serves them right. But this thing is an empty box and it's selling for $21,000 online.
And I don't think...
Wow, they had a lot of defects. A legless Princess Peach and a twin gunning Samus, which is what I was talking about.
Legless Princess Peach is like $50,000. I don't know.
Is it?
Could be.
Oh. I was like singing a theme song to the TV show. Konami. Now here's another one that's gonna piss me off. Konami announces a digital Metal Gear Solid 4 version available.
Okay. In all fairness, this was Metal Gear Solid 4 was like a couple years ago.
Metal Gear Solid 4 was one of the first PS3.
Okay. And how many years ago was that?
Long time ago. Well, wait, what are you trying to defend?
Trying to say that I think it's been long enough that you can get, you know, it's time for them to re-release it.
On PS4? What system? It's not. It's available only on
what?
PS3. See? I thought the same thing, too. I was like, oh, that's cool. They're finally bringing PS3 games to PS4. No.
Why would you buy that?
Right? The game's 20. You can buy the game because the thing is $20 digitally copy. You can buy it for like $10
that's
brand new in store.
Huh.
Yeah.
What's going on in this world? Something not right. Legless Peaches, Two Arm Samus, Invisible Links? Oh my god. It's ending.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I did the same thing you did. I'm like, alright, fine, the game's old and you know it is a good game and you know it was one of the first titles, so finally you can play it on PS4. No, it's just PlayStation Network, the PS3 title.
That's silly. Still.
See? And the funny thing is, it's not like it's being re-released. They just released it on digital.
This is silly. Same game.
What was it doing this whole time?
Digitalizing.
Hiding in boxes.
No, it was digitalizing. It's a long process. Takes years to do.
Yeah. Doesn't that blow your mind?
In the wrong way, though.
Yeah.
How can people accept this?
It's like you're speechless.
It's stupid. I was honestly ready to defend it. It's like, well, Kevin, it's been like 5 years for Metal Gear Solid 4. Like, you know, let the new generation play on the PS4.
And I actually would be like, you know, right? You know what? You're right. I agree with you on this. But that's not
the case. No, I got nothing. I'm up a paddle without a boat. What?
Yeah, it's just...
I guess if people want to buy it, let them buy it.
The problem with this on a PS4 is that the reason why I personally believe that you can't play old games, even though we know you can, is because of the PlayStation Now. Because PlayStation Now, you can rent games and stream. That includes PS3.
Okay.
And so that's what they're saying. That's why I believe that they want or they won't allow you to play PS3 games or anything because of PlayStation Now. Which PlayStation Now, I personally think, is stupid. Cool concept, but stupid. Yeah. Renting for fucking 90 days. Fuck you.
Yeah, fucker.
Release date for Resident Evil HD Remastered Review. Remember when they made new games?
No, it's been that long, I don't remember anymore.
Yeah, so the release date for the Resident Evil HD Remastered is revealed. Now, remember, not Resident Evil for PlayStation, it was the remake of that game that's going to be remade.
On the same system, PlayStation.
So it's available for PS3, Xbox One, PS4, and, PS3, PS4, Xbox One, 360, and PC. No Wii U. Which, again, is weird because this game was remade on the GameCube, re-remade on the Wii, and now it's re-remade on other systems but the Wii.
Excluding people is not nice.
Yeah, this one makes it plainly obvious that they don't want anything to do with
it. They're trying to, just take it out of this,
Even though it started off on...
Sorry. Right.
Anyway, so the game will be $20 and be out January 20th. That's a good price.
2020? In the year 20... 15? That's only 5 away from another 20.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. My pony! Yeah. Nintendo allegedly confirms discontinuation of less popular Amiibos.
That's so sad. Amiibos just started coming out like a month ago.
I know.
Alright, well, nobody likes Two-Armed Samus and Legless Peach over here, so we're discontinuing them.
So here's the thing with this. I was like, okay, I get it. Because I actually want to buy an Amiibo just to say I have one. I don't plan to use it.
Oh my god, Kevin, I just thought of something real quick. We can make millions of dollars instantly.
What,
all
the defects?
Let's go buy a shitload of links, remove them from the box, and resell the box as invisible links.
I like your plan. I think we should do it. You, sir, are a genius. A sexy genius, but you're still...
See, there's only one out there. How do we know they actually did release one? Or if someone didn't do what I just said they did?
Because the box isn't torn.
Well, you can probably take it out without tearing the box. You're a real mastermind at this.
I like yours.
Let's assemble the Ocean's 12.
Let's do that.
You want to buy Amiibo because you want to have a little thing? Don't. Don't do it.
Well,
because you're going to buy one, next thing you know, you have them all.
No, yeah, probably. No, well, here's the thing with Amiibos. I don't get it. To me, it sounds like a memory card. You can transfer your character from one game to another. But what about games that
Yeah, but I think people buy them not even for the memory card shit. I think they buy them because it's a cool collectible of their Nintendo Heroes.
Yeah.
I don't even know a Nintendo Wii U, and I'm willing to get the Link.
Yeah, but the less popular ones. Like, I can see Villager being cool, but Wii Fit Girl or Wii Fit Trainer? What the fuck are you going to use her for? She's not in Mario Kart. She's Smash Brothers, that's it.
Maybe she's there in spirit. And that, you have to use it to load up her spirit. And then she's there. Mario Kart.
I don't understand Amiibos. So yeah, Nintendo finally said that they're going to stop... They're gonna aim for characters that people know, like Mario and Link.
That is
But they're going to get rid of all the other characters like the Villager and Wii Fit, Trainer, and Marth. Because they're taking up shelf space.
They had their good one.
I think that Nintendo's putting way too much hopes on these Amiibo things.
Hey, Skylander's still going around. But Skylander's the cheap man's thing.
Skylander's
It's a cheaper solution. You know what I mean? You could buy the Disney Infinite one or Infinity one, but that costs three times the amount.
Yeah, I'm not buying any. Well, maybe. Depending on how much I get into the game. I don't know, man. Those little things are really cool, and they light up and shit when you put it on the portal. Fucking awesome. Alright, so that's all for news. Now we're going to get into some deals. There's not a whole bunch of deals as much as I was hoping for. But I don't know. It's better than something. Holiday sale happening on PlayStation. You can get up to 60% off or up to 80% off if you're a PlayStation Plus member. So they had Oddworld's... I didn't know that they're going to get rid of the sales because they had Oddworld on sale for 30% off.
Okay.
Which was $10.
And what were you waiting for?
Well, I just got a PS4. I had three games I didn't want to buy right away. So
now it's gone.
Now it's gone.
You don't miss it until it's gone.
I know. I was like, damn it, I should have bought Oddworld. Damn it. So they have a whole bunch of games, including Another World, 20th edition is $4.79 instead of $7.99. Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry is $6 instead of $15. I remember reading PlayStation Plus deals. Entwined came out this year, is now $5 instead of $10. Even then, it's only $6, which isn't bad. Octodad, I was actually debating on buying this game or not, because I played the demo and I absolutely loved it.
But it's not necessarily worth a full purchase for game.
I don't know how I feel about Octodad.
Like, it was fun, but probably not, you know, money's like, worth fun.
Like, it comes with a controller fun, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I've always thought, but $8, I feel like it's too much. Maybe $5, maybe $3, we'll see. RBI Baseball is $10 instead of $20. Series Sam 2 Big BFE version is $6 instead of $20 for PS3. No, PS4. We're on PS4. Strider is $7.49 instead of $15. Valiant Hearts, I actually just bought that on the iPhone. It's $7.49 instead of $15. And a whole bunch of movies that no one cares about. So that's a holiday sale on PlayStation Plus. But that, I'm not talking about the regular games. Here are the games that are on sale. Just a regular. Nothing crazy. PS4 games that have been released was Gianna's Sister, Lara Croft, and some other games. The free PlayStation games this month is, if you have a Vita, Final Horizon and Titan and Tex.
Okay.
If you're PS3, if you have PS3, Hitman HD Trilogy, so that's three Ooh. Free games. And Deadly Premonition Director's Cut, if you're a PlayStation Plus member.
Ooh. The Xbox one I'm really disappointed in, but you'll get there soon.
Yeah, I'll get there. PlayStation 4 deals, which is freaking awesome, is Secret Ponchos, which I never heard of, but I would love to check out because it looks cool, and Injustice Gods Among Us Ultimate Edition for PS4.
Ooh. It's not bad.
That's not bad, eh?
No, not bad at all.
Not bad. And there's a whole bunch of other sales that they have. Skull Pilgrim vs. The World is $5 instead of $10, which is really good. Available only.
That movie is just on TV. I watched the whole thing with my girlfriend. She likes it too.
Yeah, I love that movie so much. I watched theaters too.
Yeah.
Daylight.
We watched it together.
$8. Did we?
Yeah, and then we went to hang out at AMC at that little parking concrete area. This, you know, Eden Center Square, whatever you want to call it.
Really? I watched that movie with you?
Yeah.
Hey, we watched Scott Pilgrim vs. the World with Ruth. Were you there? Oh. Fuck, I don't remember. Anyways. Whatever. The hell is it going at? You interrupted me. Yeah, so that game's on sale. Should we anything else that's crazy on sale? Not really. Scott Pilgrim. Good game. RIPD is $4 instead of $10. Don't even.
No.
Don't even get that game for free. It was a terrible game. See, we give games bad scores. I just remember I could buy Outlast, right?
That's okay.
PS4.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh.
That's a scary game I want to try. And Xbox 360 is having some sales, which includes, it's like a PopCap sale. It's really weird. Peggle is $5 instead of $10. I know, right? This game should be $5 already and should be $2.
Should be $2, if not free.
Bejeweled 3 is $8 instead of $15.
That game should be free.
Yep. I mean, Bejeweled is already free, but whatever. Part 3 isn't free. Stupid. Peggle DLC is $2.50. No. That should be the regular price of the regular game. Zoomer's Revenge is $5 instead of $10. Plants vs. Zombies is $7.50 instead of $15. Really? That's expensive. Garden Warfare Plants vs. Zombies is $10 instead of $30. How is this like $3 more than regular Plants vs. Zombies?
I think that's probably worth it.
Yeah, I would say so.
Garden Warfare.
Feeding Frenzy 1 and 2. 2 is $5 and 1 is $2.50. And Zuma is $2.50. Pretty shitty.
Could be better.
Pretty shitty. And if you're an Xbox Gold member, I like gold. Yeah. Xbox One games that's free is Worms Battleground.
Which I wish that was the Xbox 360 game.
Yeah, I thought it was too. I was very happy about it. Until I found out. Volgar the Viking is also free for Xbox One. I don't know what it is, but it has a dude holding a sword fighting a giant snake. I'm down. Xbox 360 members get The Raven, Legacy of a Master Thief.
This was stupid. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you only get part one.
Part one, episode one, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
That is the... Walking Dead gave you the first episode for free, just random.
On a regular, yeah.
Not for the monthly, you know, the free game of the month for gold members. You get a game that's worth $1.27 for free, and it's only part one. I was so pissed. I didn't even download it. I don't give a shit. I ain't picking up MySpace.
I believe Gareth actually reviewed this on our.
Could be
site.
The best game in the world. I don't give a shit.
No,
give me the whole damn game.
It's yeah, it's bullshit. It's complete bullshit.
Next, you know what the December 16th one is going to be?
No.
Part 2.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, I was ready to flip a table.
That's going to be like fucking 4 months out the window.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
Actually, I'm pretty sure we could find out what the December 16th is, but let's continue.
And there's other sales as well, like stuff. I might actually, if Minecraft is on sale for like $10, I might buy it on PS4.
Yeah, you know, why not?
Because I'm buying the same game twice. But
oh, Minecraft... SSX is the free on December 16th.
Oh, SSX is awesome.
Yeah, this is the one you were talking about last week or two weeks ago, and I was like,
It's a wicked game. I love SSX. Corey actually told me to go download it, and I did. Like a good little trooper that I am.
Oh.
Oh. That's it. That's it for deals and news and everything. That's it for the podcast, to be honest. Not a whole bunch is happening. It's coming to the holidays. Gareth wrote a review about the Beware the Batman TV show.
Gotham or Batman?
It's called Beware the Batman.
Oh. What's it about?
I don't know. It's CGI looks weird. But he wrote an opinion piece called Where Beware the Batman Went Wrong. 4chan picked it up, and now 4chan are talking about it, calling us idiot journalists. It's like, you don't have to be a journalist like a show, but whatever. But that's cool. It's getting, it's going around. you can see the Bayonetta 2 review that I put up, Super Smash Bros. For Wii U review that I put up, the Watch Dogs Wii U review that I put up. I forgot to say, Star Wars trailer.
Oh yeah, Star Wars trailer.
Did you like it? Did you not like it?
I liked it in a way. Like, it was, I don't know. I enjoy the movies. I don't have the hype for it as everyone always does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I saw like reaction videos to it and people were like orgasming just watching it. It's like, can you really have that kind of emotion?
Yeah.
I guess if it's something you really enjoy, but not me. I was just like, cool. It looks like it's going to be good. You know, the lightsaber that comes up from the sides. When I first saw it, I was like, interesting. But people were tearing it up to pieces and shit. It's like, geez, people, calm the fuck down.
Gareth wrote a defense of the Star Wars teaser lightsaber. An article about that, too.
And, you know, obviously people were throwing out the big guns, like, in the comics. There's, like, lightsaber whips. There's different types of lightsabers. So why is this not plausible?
There's, like, a guy who had, like, six of them. So who cares?
No.
Darth Maul had one that came out of both ends.
Yeah, but that's just that would make sense. I think that's what people were saying, and that is useful, right? You could combat the way Darth Maul did. That's what made it a cool fight.
Yeah.
You know, General Grievous, he had four of them, but it was just a lightsaber in each hand. You know, but this one, people are just saying it's just not practical.
Who cares? He would hit
himself with, you know, the guards, whatever you want to call it, on the lightsaber. But then people were saying how, like, in, you know, medieval times or war times, they didn't hit themselves with the guards on a real sword anyway, so a skilled person wouldn't do it with the lightsaber either. You know, I don't know. I think it looks cool. I took it for face value. Like, I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's it. You know, I
give that someone made, like, there's all these crazy straw versions
of like dick butt and all that stuff.
And when Yoda has one of Yoda.
People should be happy it's coming out. It doesn't look bad. There's a whole spiel about how the Stormtrooper is black.
Yeah, hold on. Before we get into that. So when I first saw the teaser, I watched the fake one.
Okay.
So my
fan-made one or whatever?
Yeah, I didn't know. So I watched it, and I'm like, okay, you know, that's weird. It shows
a lot of
Luke.
Flashbacks, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, it shows Luke when he was young, but whatever. Maybe they're going somewhere with this. And then I saw that Stormtrooper who was like chrome.
No, I don't know. I don't remember that.
He looked like he was all like shiny, and then all of a sudden he pulls up a lightsaber and that comes out. And I was like, "Holy shit, a rogue stormtrooper! That's fucking awesome!" And that blew my mind. I shared it on Instagram. I said, "This is the best thing in the universe."
And people laughed at you.
And someone wrote on my Instagram. Someone wrote, "You can follow me on Instagram, Ksouse, Ksouse." Somebody wrote, "The fake awakens," and I thought they were talking about me because I'm not really a big Star Wars fan. So I'm like, "Fuck you, man! It's Force." Then I'm like, "Oh, I see. It's a fake trailer." But I thought it was cool seeing that stormtrooper all shiny with the thing. But that was fake. That was bullshit. So,
yeah. But even like this one, the whole speech about, you know. The whole argument and to think about why there's a black stormtrooper. Obviously, there's reason people pointed out. I guess people were just...
Now, here's the thing with that. it's not entirely about the fact that he's black. It's about, in a Star Wars saga, they're all clones of what's-his-face. Jango Fett or something?
Yeah, Jango Fett.
So that's what people were... That's honestly
no, not
what
Jango
I believe.
Fett, or is
what,
it Boba Fett?
No, Boba Fett was the son, the kid.
Yeah, okay.
So,
Yeah, and then the defense is the fact that it's like... That was during the Clone Wars. Clone Wars ended. After the clones all died off.
The thing with that is that the media and stuff and the news and stuff spun it out by saying that people were racist about the fact that it was a black guy as a stormtrooper. That's not what it was.
Because
some people were.
The clones, they weren't white. You know what I mean? They were like Spanish.
Yeah, they were like Latino. But still, that's what people were pissed off about when it comes to the Star Wars canon story, right? Like, that's what honestly what people were upset about was the fact that, wait a minute, how can there be a black stormtrooper like that? You're really
same thing with the Fantastic Four thing with the black guy. It's like, if you're gonna make him black, that's great, but you should also make the Invisible Woman black too.
Yeah, but they're siblings. Like, I get that. I'm not saying it's right, but I get it. Like, why? But everyone else spins it out of control. Although, again, that's a blanket statement. I'm not saying that everyone wasn't just like, man, I hate those black people. Like, I'm sure there were a couple of people who were just like that.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the first thing. Second thing is, we don't know who that is. And most likely, what I thought of was that guy was in costume.
Yeah,
running
like
away
he had
from
to
something.
Get away from something.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
He dressed
I never
up.
Thought it was a black stormtrooper. Because
it wouldn't make any sense why a stormtrooper would take it off.
Exactly. They never do.
Yeah, so yeah, that's good. That's a good.
That's what
there.
I always
I just realized
was,
that now.
Yeah, and he's sweating. You know what I mean? He's
yeah,
running.
So
something.
Obviously he just escaped, and now he thinks he's in safe distance, so he takes off the helmet.
Second off. Or third off, or C, whatever the hell, what countdown? I was
whatever
doing.
You're at.
There was a black person in Star Wars. What's that name?
The freaking Samuel Jackson character.
Lando. What is his
name? Lando Calrissian.
Yes, yeah. Him. He's like my favorite character in the first Star Wars movie.
You know his damn name.
Sorry?
Samuel Jackson was also...
He was also in it. That's why I don't believe it's the fact that, what? A black person in Star Wars? I believe that it's the continuation or continuity of the Star Wars saga.
Mm-hmm.
So that's honestly what I feel like that people are pissed off about. Because, how do I say this?
But even if he was a stormtrooper, it's possible because, again, well, like what
yeah,
I was saying,
so...
like the clones, since they're clones, they age rapidly. So over time,
so they died.
They died, so... All of a sudden, after the Clone Wars, they realized...
The stormtroopers were real people. Who
yeah,
were.
They're people like the army.
So it could be anybody.
Exactly. That's yeah. That's where the defense came in and said, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It's true.
But also, who gives a fuck? It's a new Star Wars movie. Shut up.
Well, I reckon they stay on Tatooine. Damn, neckers.
And also, like next year they have Jurassic World, they have Star Wars.
Next
they
year
have...
is just... It's too much.
You know what, Jurassic World?
It's just a lot of shit, yeah. Jurassic World, Star Wars, like, what more? Man of Steel, I think?
Avengers?
Not the Man of Steel, like, it's just... Bleh.
Yeah.
Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, a new Terminator as well.
Genesis.
Yep. I'm not going to watch any of them because I'm going to have a kid.
What, so you lose your eyes when you have a kid?
I do, yeah.
Oh, that makes so much sense then.
But yeah, so I just wanted to, I've been meaning to talk about that Star Wars with you for a while, because I know you're a bigger Star Wars fan than I am.
Yeah, but I don't understand, like, people, when I showed the Millennium Falcon, I'm like, oh, cool, so it's in it, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I wonder if Han Solo is going to be flying it, because that is his ship.
Yeah.
Right, but people were just, like, orgasming all over it. It's like, what are you, you know, tone it down just a little bit. You know, when someone gets overly hyped up and you could tell it seems kind of fake and you kind of get disturbed by it.
Yeah, like me with the Chrome Trooper. Oh, that looks awesome. He's so shiny. He has a star. He has a lightsaber. Why? And I, and the thing is, when I showed it to someone at work, they're the ones who said, a stormtrooper with a lightsaber, that's weird. I'm like, right? And I had no idea. I was like, I guess. Sure.
Maybe a Jedi decided to work as a stormtrooper, you know, for the... yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but you should see that fake one. Even Rolling Stone got, like, made fun of because they thought it was real, too.
Rolling Stone magazine. That's what they get.
Yeah. But anyways, that was our podcast for this week. The podcast 166 for real this time. I want to give a shout-out to 4Log PC, Corey, and whoever else is on this podcast now. So, what up, Corey? Classic Lead, Classic L337, who's been coming out with podcasts every week, and I have been listening to them every week because I'm a loser. Happy to hear them. I love Classic Lead, even though They haven't had me on the show again. Just saying. Actually, that's my fault. They've invited me plenty of times.
Please, Kevin, we want you to come.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I just don't have time. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/ApparentNerds, Instagram, I guess. I don't know. Do whatever. You can email me at kevin@ApparentNerds.com or
rooster@ApparentNerds.com.
And you can even email Rooster your pick of the weeks at,
I guess, rooster@ApparentNerds.
That's right. And what's on the pipeline for this week? I reviewed a hell of a lot of games. Whenever I get news, I try to post it as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get declined by N4G. Then I sit there and wonder if it's worth
it. And you cry a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. But I am working on a new top 10. This is the end of the year coming up. Top 10 games of the year. Now, here's the pickle. We record on Thursdays, right?
Okay.
Sounds next like a Thursday pickle. We don't record. We record every 2 weeks, right?
Okay.
The Thursday
see
after
you next
that,
year, boy!
Yeah, the Thursday after that is Christmas. Definitely not recording on Christmas. So I was thinking maybe we should record on a Monday or something. Since you're going to be off and I'm going to be off.
But I could be masturbating to Christmas.
You could be masturbating on a podcast too. That's fine. To right. Christmas. But anyway, we'll talk about that off the air. But what that means is that we will be working on a top 10 games of the year. Now, this is going to be a hard list because I just got a PS4. And I haven't played 85% of the brand new games. And so it's going to be games of the year like whatever came out this year. It doesn't mean it's going to be the newest one. Like, I don't think Titanfall is going to be under because I haven't played Titanfall. But the way I do the top 10s is I ask all of you, the people who work on the site, not you, the listeners, to send me a list. So we'll be working on that top 10 list very soon and hopefully be able to cover it before the new year. But if not, then fuck it, we'll do it next year. Who gives a shit? We do what we want. Anyways, that's it for this podcast. Do I have anything else to say?
Mm-hmm.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Now I get the end of this podcast.
Yay.
First off, wife, I'm still recording. Oh, she blasts the TV on, turns on everything.
How rude.
How rude.